He's our traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Slim and trim, good looking, Tim Trudell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. First, checks in the mail for that.
Well, you're looking younger and younger, and I said, I hope your weight loss is intentional, you know, at our age.
Yes.
But you are beginning to look like a little boy.
Svelte. Well, I'm trying.
Just because you want to feel good.
There you go.
Take care of your...
There you go.
What's your weight now?
It is 170.
That's terrific.
Wow.
Yay.
For you.
Thank you.
So, Hutchinson, Kansas,
yes,
the latest
sir.
Locale. Why Hutchinson?
Well, you know, it is, believe it or not, it is home to one of the best space museums in the country. Cosmosphere.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
It's Cosmosphere.
Uh-huh. It actually traces the space race between the Soviet Union and the United States back in the early days. And it actually goes back as far as World War II during the Nazi concentration camps, where they used concentration camp prisoners to work at a lab where they were developing missiles.
You mean over in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They developed the V-1, which was kind of like a cruise missile. It was used to bomb London. Then the V-2 was developed, and that one is actually the cruise missile
style. Are you a student of this?
Anything that interests me.
You've been out to the SACM Museum.
I love that museum.
Yeah. Why is it in Hutchinson, Kansas? What's the connection there?
Just because that's where the museum wanted to be built.
Okay.
That's where the backers were, and that's what they developed, and that's where they went. The V-2 is actually used. Reached space. It was the first rocket to reach space, and that was that.
And they have a version of it there.
Yeah,
the model or the actual.
They actually have a V-2 there.
I see.
And as part of their exhibit.
Okay.
But the V-2 actually played a role in the space, the American space development. We got a hold of the technology before the Soviets did.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we won. We got to the moon first.
Well, right.
Well, if you're going down to Hutchinson's, our place to stay, place to eat.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of hotels down there. Oh, actually, one of my favorite places is called Bogey's. It's a fast food place, but it has a really good, it has some healthy options with salads, which, you know, soups, my favorites. I can actually eat soup any day of the year. 110 degrees out, man. We'll toss some soup in, no sweat. No, hot's better for me anyway. Great. Bogey's is really great. Burgers, chili dogs, all that great stuff. Shakes. You know,
are there bed and breakfast, charming bed and breakfast?
Of course there are. Yeah. Bed and breakfast, hotels, everything. Hutchinson is quite the setup.
Cosmopolitan? Not like Kansas City.
No, it's not going to be like Kansas City, but it's about an hour or so, maybe an hour and a half from Wichita. So it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's about a 45-minute drive from Salina.
So about 4 hours from Omaha.
Yes, about four and a half hours from Omaha. Definitely worth the trip. I recommend a weekend trip because you also want to take in the Stratica, which is an underground salt mine, where they actually
store. What is the name? Stratica?
Stratica. Hmm. It's 650 feet below ground.
Yeah.
It's roughly the remnants of about a 230 million year old sea underground. You know, well, it's underground now, but it was a sea. Hollywood stores films there.
What?
Hollywood.
Oh, they store movies there.
Because of the climate,
of the
temperature, and everything that is perfect conditions, they store films there. They actually, Wizard of Oz was one of the first films taken there. Gone with the Wind is there. The New York Herald, the day after the assassination of President Lincoln, that original copy is stored there.
Oh, wow.
So it is just an amazing... Hutchinson, Kansas, put it on your map.
Okay.
Put it on your Boomer destination.
You can read about this on myboomerradio.com. Front page, just scroll over to the destination... What is it called? Destination Nebraska.
Boomer Destinations.
Boomer Destinations. Yes. With Tim Trudell, Flatwater Press. Good to see you.
Same here.
We'll see you in a month.
Yes, sir.